Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2015. It is 11:30 a.m. I'm in the Central Time Zone. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host. I'm Lee Sayers. Today's show is titled Communities Ask, Seek, Knock to Safety and Prosperity. That's what I want to talk with you about today. What our duties are, our responsibilities are, and our areas of charity is on what we do. We are admonished as Christians to ask, seek, and knock. And from that, we are made whole. And on this Sunday morning, first, I want to start by saying, by sending out to the city of Baltimore, to the family of Freddie Gray, God's love. He has never failed us, and he won't fail us. Just keep your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Keep your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Change comes when God's people do as thus say the Lord. And I want to say to the clergy of Baltimore, I was so proud to see, I am so proud to see how you guys stood up, rose to the occasion, not just on your knees in prayer and faith, but in work. And this is what Scripture tells us. And I know that you being there made all the difference in the world. We are ready, America. We have a group of clergy who's taken their role as leaders. We have a group of elders who have taken their role as leaders. We have a group of politicians who have taken their role as leaders. And we have a group of young people who have finally picked up that torch of civil rights and lit that torch, because that torch had gone out. They lit it. And they are ready. And my only thing I want to say to the young people, other than first saying how proud I am of you guys, is do not take for granted the walks of your elders. Because every generation has its limitations. But every generation has moved forward appropriately. In America, we are 150 years out of a slave nation. Two sides to it, but we're still 150 years out of a slave nation. We're doing fine. We elected our first president with black blood, visibly black blood, in 2008. We're on the right track. As all Americans, we as majority Americans, we are on the right track. And that's a mighty good feeling this Sunday morning for this host, Lee Sayers. Because I truly am a believer that you ask for what you desire. I truly am a believer that you seek that which you desire. And I surely am a believer that when you do seek and find that which you desire, you be prepared to knock and have what you need when that door opens, because that door has opened. Yes, we are one in God's eyesight. We are one today. Different parts, different functions, different responsibilities, but we are one. And that's the way it has to be. The foot cannot deny the hand, nor can the foot deny being a part of the body of which the hand is. Because if the foot denies being a part of the body of which the hand is, then the foot is no longer a part of that body. Get it? And that's where we are making a lot, have made a lot of mistakes in America. We haven't seen this country as one. We haven't been able to have the respect that we should have for the foot, for the hand, for the ears, for the eyes, for the nose, for the heart. All of these things and some is what makes the body strong. But we have to claim one another in the most sincerity, respecting the functions and responsibilities of the other. And we are not the same. We do not have the same strengths. When you look at the hands, all the hands are not the same. The hands have different strengths. The hands know different things. The hands are capable of doing different things. We're to respect what the hands are capable of doing and allow the hand that can rock the cradle to rock the cradle and allow the hand that can build the engine, build the engine, and allow the hand that can pick the fruit to pick the fruit. Allow the hand that can make the clothes to make the clothes. But you see, we want to demean certain parts of the human body, of the human being, of the body as a whole. And when man starts saying the hand is better than the foot, then the hand is no longer a part of the body Christ. We got to all go together. We got to all ask for our own desires. We got to ask and not cross the lines of others in our desires. We cannot oppress one another because we can. We're not to kill one another. Don't do that. America is living out the worst of so many things these days. America is dealing in the seven sins. I'm waiting for more clergy like those in Boston to stand up around this country. And they got to get off their knees and stand in the streets with the protesters, or we will have a long, hot summer. Those clergy in Baltimore stood up. That state attorney in Baltimore stood up. The Department of Justice new leader, Loretta Lynch, stood up. The people, the young people, stood up. The elderly, the children stood up. And the bad thing is that they had to stand up against a part of the body that had gone astray, the cops. Not all the cops, but when you can't tell who's who, if 10 cops are standing before you and one is going to kill somebody today, you don't know who's going to do it. You can talk a good talk. But you, if you know a death is likely to occur, it's coming from one of those. So we got to fix these things. And it starts with people being able to respect the human body, respect the people of the country. You love your country, you must love your countrymen. You can't separate it. People try, but you can't. And when a hand decides it's better than the foot, then the hand is no longer part of that body. But the rest of the body still have a commitment to try to bring the hand back. That's what we're trying to do today with the cops. We're trying to bring them back into the fold of everyday, ordinary human beings who go out and do a job and try to do the very best that they can do in that job. But because we have so many people jobless in America, that's one of our problems this day. Because we have so many people in America without livable wages, our problems are there. Because we have so many people who've been raised in broken homes, problems are there. Who are these people I'm talking about? The cops. Cops come from the same homes, living environments as every other human being. So they've experienced all of these same things and some. The difference is if a man has been taught not to respect another man because they have different skin color, we got a problem. And the reason so many blacks do not have faith in cops being there to protect them because of that. A lot of blacks run from cops for no other reason but to know that that man in that uniform, that blue uniform, cares not for me. That man in that blue uniform killed somebody yesterday. That man in that blue uniform brings nothing but heartache to my community. That man in that blue uniform ticketed my father, and he lost his job trying to go to court about a ticket, about a car that was smoking, and it wouldn't have been smoking if he'd had enough money to pay to stop the smoke. This is the America we live in. But when we have people with a gun and a badge who have no respect for some of the people, for some of this body Christ, and who knows that if they choose to shoot and kill, there'll be no consequences. Don't pretend Satan doesn't exist in a blue uniform. Our communities must ask, must seek, and must knock for safety and prosperity. And if we're not willing to do these things, black communities especially, we will find that things will not get better and they'll fester even more. So how do we ask and seek and knock? We know what we need. We need cops to be punished for killing unarmed blacks. That's first. That's first. We need justice. We need institutionalized justice. Yes, there are a lot of people who believe the cops are wrong in what they've done. The cops that's done wrong. And yes, there are a lot of cops who know that cops have done wrong. But what we know and what we put into action is as far away from one another as is the east from the west. And when we know these things and don't do something to make these things better, we're going against God's will. Christians don't have the option to go against God's will. We have to fix this country. And in order to fix this country, those who desire must ask, seek, and knock. Desires are financial, societal, and judicial. Desires come from individuals. Desires change with each generation. That's what I want the young people to definitely take this statement and embed it into your heart and mind. Desires come and change with each generation. So don't expect the generation before you to have done what you're doing now. They rocked. Every generation rocked. And today, your generation is rocking like we've never rocked before, because we got sisters, black girls rock, and they are rocking it across America. So each generation brings its own thing, and it's up to each generation to do what they can do with what they have without looking back and saying what another generation didn't do. Because if you tell me the generation before you did nothing, you're telling me you're ignorant to your history. Wisdom is greater today than ever before. That's scripture. And old people are to recall, but the young people are to visualize. Always have been that way, always will be that way. We must know the past to not repeat the mistakes of the past in our future. We cannot live in the past. We can never re-enter the womb of our mothers. And every one of us come from the womb of our mothers. We cannot re-enter. And so is life. We cannot go back. We shall not go back. We shall move forward in our communities and seek safety, purity. And those who wish us ill harm shall have no right in our communities. We will have people in our communities who mean good, who look at us and see us as the human beings they are and as the human beings we are. That's our role as Christians, to love one another. And when we can't do that, when we can't love one another, that person has no business being in the decision-making body of a country. A person who cannot love another because they deem that person unworthy of love. You are not a part of this body if that's the way you speak as a hand. Because the body has various parts, and each one is there for the other, and each one has a specific purpose, and each one is great in its own right. So we are humans, and we are to love one another. God said, love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If you don't love me, you don't love God. If you do not love your brother, you do not love God. How can you love God whom you have never seen and hate your brother? You can't hate your brother and love God. Oh, you show your ignorance when you think you can. You need to know God. And you won't know God unless you go to a preacher. You read that Bible. You study that Bible. You go to a preacher. And that preacher is to deliver that word. Or woe be unto that preacher. And how shall they preach? Except they be sent, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings of good things and peace. Prosperity and safety. Safety is peace. Prosperity is the good things of life. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again can the feet, can the head to the feet say, I have no need of thee. You can't do it that way. A cop cannot say, I have no need of a thug, as they call blacks now. If you have no need of a black man, then you have no need in the name of the Lord thy God as a human being. You cast away your purpose as a human being when you cast away your heart and charity from me, a black person. I tell you scripture. I do not tell you desire. I ask you today to give up your ways and study God's word. Just read it and hide it in your heart. And find your preacher this day and talk to that preacher and go to that altar and repent of your evil ways and ask God into your heart and he shall enter and you will walk as a different human being. Yes, you will experience anger, but you will not sin in your anger. Yes, you will be hurt and harmed. But you will not sin in your hurt and harm because you will be protected also by the love of God that's in your heart. This America we live in today has up front the love of money ruling. And scripture tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. People do what they want to do. White supremacy still exists in America. Racism is real. Police brutality is real. The origin of police brutality was to whip former slaves into submission, and they have not strayed. There's poor leadership, and we fix these things. We can fix these things. Look over there in Baltimore. Those young people voted in that state attorney that they had something in common with. That state attorney promised them that justice would be served across the board equally. And they voted for her. And she put their votes to work. Now, it will take a jury of the peers of Freddie Gray to make a decision on his death. And if you're not registered to vote, you're doing harm to Freddie Gray. If you don't register to vote, you're doing harm to Eric Garner. If you don't register to vote, you're bringing harm upon the families of Mike Brown. Families are grieving needlessly today because of the untimely deaths of their loved ones. Rika Brown, Boyd, you're bringing heartaches upon the her family if you don't vote so that you can stop renegade cops from firing shots into crowds of black people without any respect for the lives of who might be harmed. We have our role. We must vote. We must work. We must require more money on our jobs. We must get training and keep moving forward by way of career ladder. We must, things are wrong. We must not any longer allow people to tell us when we should be okay with things. I heard this week black youth being called thugs who had just got out of school, and the police in Baltimore has shut down the transportation system, which is what those black youth use to go home. They couldn't go home. They were left on the streets around America. When there's a problem in a community, law enforcement and the school bus shuts down the schools, lock up, lock in, they call it, until all is clear. That's not what happened in Baltimore. They let the youth out into the streets and shut down all the transportation, buses, and subways, and left them to fend for themselves. And then they were called thugs because some cried, some whimpered, and some threw rocks, all oppressed, but they reacted. And then another thing I want to say, I'm not even through, but I do need to say this. Undocumented immigrants in America broke laws, and our politicians are working, trying to waive them breaking those laws to make them citizens, because they understand that they came to America to make a life better for themselves, and they understand that they came to America, some of them, to join their families. I'm not against that, but here's what I'm against. America is not willing to waive these phony, cropped-up charges against black men and women all across America that's preventing them from getting jobs, that's taking dollars out their pockets every week for fines they were given that they shouldn't have got in the first place. And so many of these deaths of blacks has been because police officers stop blacks just because they're black. It's called racial profiling. And then they kill them under the law of stand your ground. Citizens kill blacks, cops kill blacks. Now, communities, you want to move forward, and you've got to knock your way to safety and prosperity. And you know what, guys? I don't know about you, but my prayer has been answered, because I've been praying this prayer for years. The young people have picked up the torch. Now help them with prayers, help them with money, help them with anything that they're asking for. Don't kick the legs from under them, because we're fixing to finish up what was started in America over 500 years ago. I'm B. Says, and this is the I Love Politics Show.